With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The California wildfires are having a major impact on the people living in the Los Angeles area, especially those just getting their first look at some of the damage that's happened at their homes and neighborhoods. Palisades Highlands resident Don Griffin says that he watches the Palisades fire began Tuesday morning.
If this fire had started at 3, 4 in the morning when everyone is sound asleep, it might not have been reported right away. It might have, there might have been a lot of loss of life for people that were sound asleep and didn't have the opportunity to get up and get out early enough.
Resident Greg Benton says that his whole neighborhood appears to be gone.
It's everybody. It's not just us. I mean, if you look around, this whole neighborhood is gone, wiped off the map.
Senator Tom Cotton says the new GOP-controlled Senate will hit the ground running next week with confirmation hearings for Trump nominees.
Pete Hegseth has his hearing at Armed Services. I'll be chairing the hearing for John Ratcliffe and Tulsi Gabbard at the Intelligence Committee. All of my counterparts are chairing hearings as well. I think we're up to 17 hearings next week.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. As he prepares for a second term of the White House, most voters think Donald Trump is doing a good job when it comes to the presidential transition. We get more details on that study from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 54% of likely U.S. voters approve of the way Donald Trump is handling his presidential transition, including 35% who strongly approve. 42% disapprove, including 32% who strongly disapprove of how Trump is handling the transition. The survey of 1,277 U.S. likely voters was conducted on January 5th through the 7th of 2025 by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports pro-abortion groups being forced to pay some big fines.
Floridians Protecting Freedom ran a costly and ultimately unsuccessful campaign to pass an abortion amendment in the Sunshine State. The organization also committed fraud along the way. FPF has agreed to pay nearly $200,000 in fines related to fraudulent signature-gathering activity in the initial effort to get the amendment on the ballot. Several arrests have been made in the case, and investigators say they're not done yet. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at SRNnews.com, officials at Rutgers University say they will install new safeguards for Jewish students as a means of settling a complaint by the Department of Education. Hundreds of reports of anti-Semitic acts on campus prompted the government to move against Rutgers, one of several major U.S. universities that have seen a sharp uptick in attacks on Jews, most of them starting in the fall of 2023 when Hamas attacked Israel. This is SRN News. Stocks fall due to inflation concerns.
Stocks closed lower as investors worried that good news on the economy might be bad for Wall Street by keeping inflation and interest rates high. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 696 points. It's about 1.6%. The Nasdaq Composite also sank 1.6%. Stocks took their cue from the bond market, where yields rose sharply after a report said employers hired far more workers last month than expected. The strong data could keep upward pressure on inflation and prevent the Federal Reserve from delivering cuts to interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. hiring picked up unexpectedly in December as employers added 256,000 jobs. The Labor Department said that was up compared to the 212,000 created in November. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.